From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. The U.S. talks protecting against North Korea. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the country. He said Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at the UN Security Council in New York, which met to discuss North Korea's proliferation. Japan's foreign minister rejected the idea that war was a better or quicker solution to the North Korean nuclear crisis. Taro Kono said at a news conference that sanctions would ultimately work if the international community is patient.
It is important not only for the Security Council, but also for the entire international community to maximize its pressure on North Korea and to corner North Korea to change its policy.
In Washington, President Donald Trump pointed to Russia to step up pressure against Pyongyang a day after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We would love to have his help on North Korea. China's helping. Russia's not helping. We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
Trump said the primary focus of his conversation with Putin was North Korea. A strong earthquake has been reported in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and cities near the country's island of Java late Friday. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake is said to have toppled buildings and killed an unknown number of people. This is VOA News. Four Palestinians were killed and hundreds wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories amid more fallout following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The clashes came after Gaza's ruling Hamas group called for another day of rage against Trump's announcement last week. Israelis and Palestinians alike claim Jerusalem as their capital. And more news out of Washington related to the conflict. Senior Trump administration officials outlined their view Friday that Jerusalem's Western Wall will be declared part of Israel. This, another declaration expected to inflame tensions. The officials said the ultimate borders of the Holy City must be resolved through Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Vice President Mike Pence plans to visit the Western Wall during his trip to the region next week. Two major U.S. business leaders of opposite political ideologies are coming together and urging action on DACA. DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, protects undocumented young people who were brought to the U.S. as children. Charles Koch of Koch Industries and Tim Cook of Apple said in an opinion piece in the Washington Post that Congress must act before the end of the year. Koch and Cook said delaying is not an option as too many people's lives hang in the balance. President Trump ended the DACA program in September, although it will not begin to phase out until March. Representatives of Venezuela's government and opposition coalition returned to the negotiating table Friday in the Dominican Republic to try to resolve the nation's long-running political and economic crisis. Gathering Friday at the Foreign Ministry building in Santo Domingo, the negotiators have picked up where discussion left off 2 weeks ago. Issues the opposition Democratic Unity Coalition is pushing are free and transparent elections, the release of political prisoners, and opening a humanitarian channel to deliver staples to Venezuela. France firmly backed UN-led peace talks on Syria and Geneva and said the responsibility of the failed negotiations since the end of November fell entirely on the government delegation. UN mediator Stefan de Mistura called the talks a big missed opportunity.
A golden opportunity at the end of this year, when in fact there is a clear indication by many sides that the military operations are coming to a close. The Daesh territory is reduced to close to zero.
This is Liz Pelka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.